John Harms was one of our church's mainstays for decades, basically a legend in his own time. He died at the age of 89, just 5 years ago, and is still legendary to those who knew him. He did, as I said, always wore a tie. He wore a suit and tie to church and sat right about there every Sunday. And when he died, many of us got one of his ties. Actually, this happens to belong to Bob Wallace, who kindly let me borrow it. But many people today have on a John Harms tie. And one of his other contributions to the lore of our fellowship is that whenever he spoke on a Sunday morning, which was usually once a year, he did not light the chalice. He lit the scholar's lamp in honor of Unitarians and Universalists and Unitarian Universalists' time-honored dedication to investigation, to questioning, to intellectual pursuits. John put up quite graciously with the large number of us who use religious or spiritual language, but left to his own devices, able to make the Sunday decisions for himself, he tended to go more for the brain-oriented side of our faith as opposed to the more soul or heart-oriented sides. It should be noted, though, that John was, in fact, one of the most sentimental heart-y people in the entire congregation. If the preacher was speaking feelingly about family, or about love, or about children, or about oppression, or about justice, or about Unitarian historical connections, or John could be seen in his chair on the aisle, unabashedly weeping. The preacher learned not to look at him sometimes, lest the preacher herself would break out weeping. This morning, even though we're calling it a chalice when we lit it rather than the scholar's lamp, it is well to call John's term to mind, since our main speakers are two of our high school scholars, graduating in a very short time. We have passed some of our light on to them and received light from them and from their families. Light and darkness are two major themes in the life of any house of worship, regardless of doctrine or absence thereof, regardless of beliefs or family or value systems. Churches, fellowships, synagogues, mosques, and temples exist to help heal the world, and they exist to help nurture the souls of all people who enter their doors. So if you have been here or in any religious institution for very long in a connected way, you have probably found shared joy or an eased heart because your sisters and brothers are here. We deal with joy and tragedy, partnership and breakup, wholeness and sometimes terrible brokenness of body and spirit, health and illness, joy and sorrow, life and death, light and darkness. These two young women and their families have known light and darkness. And the Boise Unitarian Universalist Fellowship has been part of sharing and of helping ease burdens. We love that their light shines on us this morning. We are delighted and honored that they speak from this pulpit today as they move from youth to young adulthood.
Hello, I'm Carrie, and I've been coming to Boof since before I was born. I'm thankful that I was raised as a part of a tolerant and open-minded community. Going to church has always had a different meaning for me than it does for most of my friends. To them, church is something they're forced to sit through, biting their tongues on Christmas and Easter. It's always a challenge for me, trying to explain Boof when my friends ask about it. They're amazed at the idea of a church that doesn't tell you what to think. And it's made me realize how lucky I am to have been born into such a welcoming place. Our trip to Boston was incredible. And in the last few years especially, RE has become one of the few places I can go for meaningful group discussions led by mentors that I really look up to. To me, letting in the light means welcoming joy and knowledge into your life. I've learned that it's a conscious choice to let in the light, and it's ultimately beneficial. It reminds me of a good quote, "The truth will set you free, but first it will make you miserable." Spiritually, I'd have to say I don't follow any specific religion, partly because I don't believe in absolute truths, and partly because it lies behind so much conflict and anger. I agree with certain aspects and principles of many religions, but I think you can't depend on anyone but yourself to ensure that you have a happy and fulfilled life. I believe that you are what you think. I believe that the small details matter hugely. I believe that the best way to help yourself is to help others. I believe that everything should be done in moderation. I believe that every human should have equal rights, that we are connected in small, unnoticed ways, and that love has unspeakable powers. Mostly, I believe in being grateful for every day we get to live, because despite the struggles we face, there's always somebody worse off. I'm glad to say I have a wonderful family. Every day we gain a deeper understanding of each other, and it brings us closer. When my sister Mary was born, doctors said she would never walk or talk, but miraculously she did, and she continues to amaze us. Mary makes a lasting impression. We often run into people who remember meeting her years ago. Growing up with my big sister was a unique experience, and it's taught me that everyone has something valuable to contribute. We struggle to get along sometimes, but our moments of sisterhood bonding are magical. I rarely get to see my brother Michael, who lives in Chicago, but when we do visit, we always have fun and relate in new ways. Most days, my parents and I gather to sit back and watch Wheel of Fortune, and I love that we share the joy of small moments of togetherness. It means a lot to me to have such a loving family who's always there for me. In my spare time, I like to ride my bike, go places with friends, play with my cat Penner and my dog Charlie, make art, cook, and try new things. I've always wanted to have a career that involves self-expression and creativity. It's also important to me that I do my job not because I need money, but because I enjoy doing it. I've had an interest in interior design since I was about 9, and I'm really happy to have the opportunity to go to school for something that I'm passionate about. I'm at an exciting time in my life. Like a lot of seniors, I'm eager to finish high school. In 45 days, I'll get my diploma. And in the fall, I'll attend the University of Nevada, Las Vegas to study interior design and architecture. I'm really looking forward to college, and I can't wait to see what new experiences lie ahead.
Hello, my name is Susan Beasley. At this important stage of my life, I cannot help but reflect upon what has gotten me to this moment and shaped me to become the person I am today. As I look back on my first day in high school, as an experienced mind reflecting on the thoughts of one's younger self, I recall an overwhelming sense of uncertainty. However, this was accompanied by a welcome feeling of freedom to discover and grow as an individual, to find my way along the path which life had intended for me. I am happy to report that the years which followed were by no stretch of the imagination a disappointment. Early on, I found myself enjoying the art of sculpting. The act of taking a raw material and molding it into something of value was as satisfying as it was rewarding. The artistic aspects of this soon led me to a class which I had never before considered, civil engineering and architecture. It was a class which presented me with a myriad of new experiences, allowing me to delve deeper into my strengths as well as come to terms with and occasionally overcome my weaknesses as I discovered them. I found that I thrive under the pressure which is created by the expectations of those around me, but not to the point where those same expectations would be allowed to smother my creative voice. My fiercely competitive nature came to light in a way which was soon a valuable asset as well as a crippling hindrance in a number of ways. My desire to create things purely by means of my own merit and skill blinded me to the value of input which others could provide. Solving a number of problems at an early stage of the developmental process of a design, once I allowed the insight of others with more experience in a particular area to permeate the foundation of my work, the end results were far more dynamic in appearance. I began to push the limits of my abilities, pursuing the tantalizing provocation of those designs deemed much too difficult for a student of my level to accomplish. After a number of successes and four times as many failures, I gained a confidence in my own abilities, which in turn transformed my previous mental drive of wandering aimlessly to an unseen goal. A passion had been sparked, bringing light to a place where before there had been only emptiness, a vague sense of obligation to fulfill my education. I was and remain to this day committed to pushing my abilities to their limits, for I believe I still have yet to reach the plateau which has doomed many a creative mind into complacency. I continue on through my exploration of this never-ending river of discovery I find myself within. It is a constant battle upstream to the undoubtedly monumental reward which awaits me. I intend to take every moment appreciating the fundamental pleasure derived from every step of such a journey. I see college not as another obstacle to overcome, but a welcome continuation of my studies in the field I have become so passionate about in the last 3 years. A winding path has defined my goals. My strengths have been honed and my weaknesses diminished. A passion is discovered and awaiting pursuit. The intimidating uncertainty of sophomore year has been replaced with confidence and optimism. I feel this is a fitting end to my high school years, as well as an exceptional preamble to my higher education. As I pass from one milestone to the next, I recall a phrase that will always remain with me through my life, that which my engineering teacher once said to me upon the completion of a particularly difficult project, that passion is the driving force that will render you capable of succeeding in whatever path you happen to follow.